Okay. Welcome to Off the Record, Fordham's official podcast about pop culture and lighthearted topics. We're your hosts,
Sukriti,
Charlie,
Shine,
Brandon,
and Anicia. And today we're going to be reacting to the infamous Reddit Am I the Asshole thread, specifically about college roommates. So just a disclaimer, this is not anything that's happened at Fordham University. These are pulled from the Reddit thread itself. So to start off strong, we have Am I the Asshole for telling my B-word roommate about the job I have lined up for after college? I, 24F, hate my college roommate. She's the type of antisocial, nerdy person who thinks they're superior or something for not going to parties or having a social life. When she says, is a distraction from studying all day, basically. We have a physical line drawn down the room because of our issues. And I'm just waiting for her to cross it. I know she will because she's nosy and tries to look through my property. I came back from a party and she said, passive-aggressively, God, I hate people always blasting their music on Friday nights when I'm trying to study, and started griping about how the library is closed on Friday nights, so she has nowhere to study alone in silence. I said, why? Fear of missing out? And she snarled, no FOMO here. It will be the idiots partying who feel FOMO when it's time to find a job after graduation. She has nonsense like this all the time, when most of the kids who go to those parties are doing a lot better than her at almost everything. I informed her I have a six-figure job lined up after graduation. My summer internship gave me a job offer, and I definitely didn't get it by studying alone in my room. In fact, it wasn't even publicly listed. I was referred by my close friend who, guess what, I met at a party. I pointed out she also has a high-paying job lined up, so do lots of the kids I go to parties with. So I guess my roommate hasn't used her time in college as effectively as she thought. She said I'm a B-word, and then she hates me, and everyone like me, and I was like, oh, honey, I hate the world too if I had wasted my time in college just studying. Seems that hasn't gotten you a good job yet. We are no longer speaking.
Jeez. Understandable.
Yeah. Whoa. That was a lot to unpack there. In the first place, why are you like, oh, no FOMO here? There's nothing wrong with FOMO, guys. If you feel left out, you feel left out. But, and there's nothing wrong with going to parties either. You can also make connections from there. Just like the author said right there, that she met a wonderful person to get her a six-figure job. In this economy, yeah, a six-figure job is amazing. And I'm so glad that she got away from her.
Absolutely. I also think it's like, it's also fine to study. And if you don't want to party, that's also okay. It's just, for me, it's, I also have friends that project their insecurities onto other people. It's like, what's not okay is making people feel bad about it and saying things like the B word. Also, the fact that, can we like go back to the fact that they have a physical line drawn across the room? What, why are we glossing over that?
I feel like they're both in the wrong. Like, this writer seems like a bully. Like, when I'm like listening to her speak, she's like saying, like, it's not lame to not go to parties either. And she said that a lot. And then her roommate is also not a great person in the sense that they're judging each other's lifestyle choices. I don't like anyone in this situation. I feel like I don't want to side with anyone here because they're both assholes, I feel, in this situation.
Yeah, my biggest question about it is if they're both towards the end of college or whatever, how did they end up as roommates? That's what I want to know. How did they end up as roommates? Because it seems like they were never compatible to live together to begin with. And usually, like, by the time you're, like, finishing college and you're, like, going to be living with people, it's people that you already know. You're not going to go into a living situation, like, randomly, I feel like.
Right. These are 22-year-old adults, tax-paying adults, probably within the next year or so. So the fact that they do have a physical line, they're calling each other names and like talking about, oh, you have fear of missing out and everything. This would definitely get you probably a call to HR if this was like a workplace. So yeah, the general consensus on the Reddit thread was that everyone sucks here. And some people took it a little too far in the comments. They were just like, if I was your boss, I'd rescind the job offer. I was like, you don't know these people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was very, it got a little bit like Facebook, which I didn't like, but yeah.
Also, regarding your question about why there's roommates, they probably live off campus. So
still,
I agree.
But they share like the housing. They share like an apartment.
Yeah, I have no idea. Actually, yeah, I agree. They're both the assholes.
They're both a-holes, but the lesser of two evils is the one with six figures, in my opinion.
She is winning, so I'll give her that.
At the end of the day, when she leaves that apartment, she's going to her six-figure job and moving on. And no one actually knows her identity, so she's not losing her job.
She said, money buys happiness.
Yeah,
exactly.
Remember, kids, networking matters, okay?
Even if you're at a rave.
Exactly. Okay, moving on.
With, like, pursuit of happiness in the back.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm in a tech, are you? Like, come on.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm going into business finance, so looking at a job. You want a six-figure job?
I got
Heck
one.
Heck yeah. Okay, moving on to the second one. Am I the asshole for suing my college roommate? I forgot I put this one in. I, 18F, am a freshman at college. When finding a roommate, I didn't find anyone to click with because I was late to the game, so I decided to just let fate decide my roommate for the year. On the day of move-in, I met my roommate, we'll call her N. N was very outgoing. However, I knew we were not compatible because she wanted the world to revolve around her. She was super nice at first, but then things took a turn for the worse. She often brought along her boyfriend with whom I worked with. Her boyfriend took an interest in the things I was buying my boyfriend, B. B was very aware of the things I had gotten him. However, soon little pieces began to disappear. It started with a shirt, and then I would notice a cologne go missing, just small things. I have connections and got my boyfriend his dream present, along with a lot of his favorite team's gear. Due to the issues I was having with N, I ended up just staying with B for a while. All was well until I walked back in my room and noticed N moved out. I was initially excited until I saw the safe that I bought to keep her from stealing, missing, along with the Xbox Series X I had bought for B.
Oh,
no. I had contacted her asking why she had stolen it, and her reasoning was, quote, because I got everything I wanted, end quote. To be honest, the stuff in the safe not only contained cash, but hundreds of dollars worth of sports memorabilia, along with the Xbox, resulting in around $3,000 being stolen. And that wasn't all. I got campus security involved, along with the police, and am pressing charges. She claims to have returned it, yet I have yet to receive anything. Am I the asshole for suing her and taking her to court over $3,000?
Absolutely not. But also, she's a freshman, right, in college? That's a lot to be. What with what money is she buying her boyfriend, not husband, $3,000?
She has connections.
Oh, oops, sorry. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yo, what's your LinkedIn?
Sorry. Yeah, her roommate was just a kleptomaniac. That was my first, that was my initial reaction. Oh, so she's just like a kleptomaniac. That's an insane amount of things to steal. So she obviously has an issue, which obviously does not excuse it. It just makes things a little more complex, I think. But also, it's just that is so much stuff.
And zero fades were caught.
Yeah,
that zero fades.
And also, seemingly
she owned up to that too.
Honestly, seemingly zero remorse. Zero remorse. It seems like she does not think that she did anything wrong by stealing anything.
I thought she was going to be like, no, I didn't. And it's going to be like a back and forth. She literally just said, I wanted it.
Literally, I was like, it's crazy. First of all, that's such a weird thing to say. I thought I would be like killed in my sleep or something. Second of all, it's funny that she just took the whole safe. They were just like, I can't get into it. I'm just going to take the whole thing. And also, I agree. This is such a crazy thing.
These are my favorite Am I the Asshole stories because it's just lopsided. There's no debate. It's just like, yeah, my friend killed someone I loved. Am I the asshole for being mad about it? It's shit like that. It's so one-sided and I love these so much because it's just not nuanced at all.
I feel like it's most inside the assholes though. They'll be like, am I the asshole for it? And it'll be something like where you'll be like, obviously you are. Yeah, yeah. No, or like it'll say something. It'll be like, am I the asshole for... And then it'll be something where it sounds like you absolutely are, but then they obviously spin it in a way to make it sound like they're not. And in this case, definitely not.
She's just a victim.
But she's just a victim. But a lot of the times it'll be like, oh, am I the asshole for this thing? And then they'll try and spin it and they absolutely are. This is not one of those cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. OP is definitely the victim here. And yeah, super for all they have. I'm going to call in Nancy because that's the first in name I can think of. Nancy here should pay back double. That's what I'm thinking here. First of all, 3,000 because that's what you stole. And then another 3,000 for the emotional damage. It wasn't, she didn't even gaslight her, but still, I feel like there's definitely more that happened. What did she say? What did she and her boyfriend do for all this to happen? You're 18. How old is Nancy?
Yeah.
To be stealing all of this from an 18-year-old.
Yes. Also, she should pay for the legal charges. The legal, because because this wouldn't have happened in the first place if her things weren't
stolen. Wild story. Love it, though.
All right, so the verdict is sewer ass. Okay, so number three. This is a would I be the a-hole. Would I be the a-hole if I refused to allow a future roommate to bring his emotional support dog to college apartment? Mm-hmm. Quick overview of the living situation. Our university has the option for on-campus apartments where they assign roommates. My specific future apartment has four single rooms and one bathroom. We pay rent to the university, and if one person pays more, it does not affect how much we each pay. The roommates were assigned. We were not able to request specific roommates. I cannot find myself another apartment. I already signed the contract, and I cannot request for a roommate change. Only to be moved to an open spot somewhere else on campus. Now, to the actual problem. It is about 2 weeks before the semester starts, and one of my future roommates texts me individually, and I assume the other roommates, about bringing his ESA dog of a large breed. So ESA is emotional support animal, right? Yeah. Great, okay. He needs us all to sign for him to bring it on campus. He apparently has anxiety / panic issues that put him in the ER before. In the previous year, he did not bring his dog on campus. I personally opted for the on-campus apartments, which cost more, for a couple important reasons, but mainly I have an extremely important class this semester, in which I have to get a very high grade to declare my major, and I wanted a quiet environment to work, hence my own room in an apartment. To be clear, if I cannot get this grade, I may need to drop out in the worst case scenario. In addition, getting these apartments is hard. They are highly requested, and I use the priority that comes with my scholarship to get this apartment. I don't want to live with a large dog in a small apartment, and this breed tends to be loud and sheds a lot. I feel like an ass if I refuse because he sounds like he needs the dog. Would I be the a-hole if I refuse to sign the form to allow him to bring it? Edit. Just to clarify, since I don't think this is clear in the post, there is no situation in which he is left without housing. He also signed the contract and the university will be obligated to provide him with alternative housing. Plus, every class has a remote option this semester, so my disagreeing won't prevent him from attending university.
So that is so funny because I was about to go off and then you said, edit. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if, as long as it's done in a professional, kind way, like, respectfully, I think someone being in the ER is a little bit more serious than you getting a high grade. I know, drop out of college, big deal. But guys, this is someone's life on the line. Let's be so real. It's not really that.
Yeah, also, like, I was at a school, I was in college when this, that was happening, when, like, all the stuff was remote, when all the stuff was remote as well. But if you're living at school, that also means that there are other places besides your apartment where you can do your work in a quiet environment. I'm pretty sure most schools have libraries with places designated to do for people to do work quietly. I don't see why you can't just easily fix that issue by utilizing that, which you're also paying for or your scholarship is paying for. So there's an easy way around it.
Yeah, before the edit, I was like, oh no, like, this guy isn't really, but I just feel like, yeah, there are libraries, there are cafes, even if your school doesn't have a library, there's a cafe to go to, there are parks to go to. If it's not really that nice outside, obviously, just, there are also empty classes to go to as well. And I just feel like, a dog, usually ESA dogs, aren't really that loud. Depending on the breed, I understand. I have a husky back home in Nigeria, and he's really loud. But if he was trained to keep quiet and be like an emotional support doggy, he wouldn't be that loud. And Dogs, I don't know. I feel like dogs can help with studying. At first, when I heard about Am I the A-hole of this story, I was like, okay, maybe he's allergic to the dog. And then that wasn't the case. And then now I'm just like, But if it doesn't affect the housing of the owner, then it's chill. I can just project.
There's also, I don't think he mentioned, there's no communal space within this apartment. He said there's four rooms and a bathroom. So the only shared space is really the bathroom. And I don't think the dog's going to be in there. So the dog will only reside in his roommate's dorm room. And so that won't really get hair in his space or really get a lot of noise. So I feel like this is unreasonable.
I would assume, though, that there probably is a living room that is probably going to be used. My other thing is it's literally a doggy. It's like a highly trained dog, and highly trained dogs don't follow you around unless you're the person they're trained to do that for. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's, I can't imagine it would be a big deal unless we know that maybe the person is not a clean person and it's dirty and all that. That can be stressful, that I understand.
Me personally, now I feel like the asshole because I don't want to live with the dog, even if it was trained. Wow. Even see, it's that look. I'm getting looks around the room now. Thank you, Charlie. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't want to live with a dog, even if it was an emotional support dog, because dogs smell. Also, I'm allergic. But even if
okay, you might as well have started with that. What?
No, even I don't care about my allergies. If I see a dog, I still want to pet them and stuff. I'll die for that. But I just don't want to live with them because they do smell, and it's a responsibility. You can't ask a person for like their emotional support dog documents or anything. I feel like he'd be the asshole if he like didn't believe that he needed this dog. Mm, but I do think it would be best if these two individuals just lived in separate places.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's the asshole in this situation, to be honest. I think it's a very common situation. Yeah, it's a common, tricky situation. I think if they handle it professionally, there shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. Number, what is this, four? Four. Yeah, it's four. Okay. Am I the asshole? College roommate's boyfriend. What kind of title is that? Okay.
Probably not.
I live in a college house with three other girls, and we are very close friends. We all have boyfriends. Two are long distance, and two are at the same school. One of the girls, Carolina, has her boyfriend Steven over all the time. I'm talking 6 nights out of the week, and the only other night they are at his house, which is a block away, might I add. She hasn't even asked once how we feel about him coming over. I've talked to my other roommate, Lindsay, about it, and she feels the exact same way. They take over our living room, and it feels like we are, quote, invading on their space when we are there. Not to mention, they both leave their stuff all over and fee-fi-fo-fum upstairs. Am I the asshole for wanting some girl time in a girl home?
Can I just say I called it? Second of all, no, you're not. And my roommate actually had to go through this last year. And eventually there was a conversation that was had and she like apologized or whatever. But then literally her girlfriend stayed over the next day.
If he lives a block away, why can't you just go there sometimes?
Exactly.
That's really the big thing there. There's another place to go.
Yeah.
Not far away at all. And I don't know. You can go to the boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a deal. Why does it always have to be there? And also, if he's over there 6 nights out of 7, why isn't he paying rent?
No.
Isn't that like something, like if you're living there like the majority of the time, like, wouldn't you?
Or at least like respect this. Like if I was a guest at a house 6 days out of the week, like I would be like, I would try to be as like invisible as possible with like all of my stuff and like my presence in the home. But it seems like he's making himself at home in this house. He's leaving his stuff around. He's fee-fi-fo-fumming upstairs like super loudly all the time. I feel like you have to understand your place within a household, and he's not the man of the house. He's merely a guest that no one really wants around. So I feel like he needs to treat this space with a little more respect.
Yeah, and the emphasis on it's a girl home. There's this argument that like girls would dress in a certain way without men in the house. So imagine you're just in your comfortable PJs and then boom, he's over there. Or like, oh yeah, my boyfriend stayed the night. And it's like, okay. But and then fee-fi foaming from upstairs. Whoa. Like I don't know. I'd be a little upset because I really value my sleep. And obviously I need to study for my exams or I need to study in general, or I just want to sleep. It doesn't have to be school related all the time. There's nothing wrong with wanting to sleep properly. And then if you're a guy going into a girl's house, obviously I feel like it's either you be invisible or at least, you know, be in good terms with the people in the home. They're the ones paying rent. Isn't that like naturally what you should do? You shouldn't be leaving your stuff around. You shouldn't be acting like you own the place. You don't. And guess what? You do own a place one block away. Just go there. I really don't understand. I mean, in this situation, does he live alone or?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe here's a theory. His girlfriend before this, they used to stay over at his house all the time, but his roommates got tired because it was a boy's home. Oh. Yeah. So now they kicked him out, or they tried to address it, and now he stays over at his new girlfriend's place.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's just pathetic. I don't know.
So funny.
Also, isn't there another like roommate here where like her boyfriend also goes to the school? Yeah. And she doesn't have that issue where her boyfriend's also always over. Like, what? Like, you can't take notes. You can't take notes. Like, pick up on that.
This is strange because on the official Reddit thread, the poster was labeled as the a-hole. Why? So it was explained in the comments that she didn't confront her roommate about it. She's just talking behind her back to the other roommate, Lindsay. And that's why she was deemed as the a-hole about it. Because just talk to your roommate, be like, huh, I would just start making comments like, hey, Jimmy's always P5 foaming over here with you. What's that about? Is he going to pay rent? Is he going to put a ring on it? Yeah, does he have a home?
Communication is key.
Okay, going on to number 5. Am I the asshole for kicking my college roommate out at night? I forgot this one. Okay, I'm a second year university student living with a roommate for the first time now that it is safe to be in shared housing. We have a traditional room. It is a single room with 2 beds, so neither one of us gets much privacy. At night, my roommate has had friends over until 1 a.m. and sometimes later. This is every single night without fail. I have classes early and work a job on top of that, so I don't have the luxury of napping. I've been trying to hint that I am very tired and wanted to go to bed, but they do not take the hint. Their friends and them stay in the room while I try to sleep, often having conversations or playing video games. There are other spaces on campus to hang out, and their friends have their own rooms too. To make matters worse, I was gone one night and their friend slept in my bed without my permission. Finally, I got sick of hinting to no avail and kicked my roommate and their friends out of the room. My roommate was very upset by this and told me it was rude and I was, quote, no fun for not wanting guests until 1 a.m. every night. I think I may be the asshole because I finally started kicking my roommate and their friends out of the room. I also may be the asshole because I didn't communicate that I was uncomfortable with someone else sleeping in my bed, but I assumed that would be common sense. Am I the a-hole?
No, you are not. And folks, this is why we have roommate agreement at Fordham University. And second, also, I think, because one of my friends had to deal with this, but it's every single day is crazy. Friday, Saturday, fine. But the rest of the day, rest of the days of the week, absolutely not. And also, you have to be so dense for that. I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, what's so important that on a Monday night you need to be like hanging out with your friends till 1 a.m. on a normal Monday or Tuesday night?
Also, there's student lounges for that exact reason.
You're also sophomores. I feel like, isn't this phase reserved for freshmen, first semester of freshman year, where you're having people over? Yeah, having people over till 1 a.m. every day since there's like, no work. I feel like as a second year student, I feel like they should be like out of this phase of having people over every night till the crack of dawn, because there's probably more work in the second year. I don't know. I'm a freshman, so I'm still going through the phase of being over at friends' places late on the weekdays. But I feel like I'm even starting to phase that out, and I feel like it's weird that it's still here as a sophomore.
Yeah. Also, sleeping in her bed. Oh, that is crazy. Because why? In the bed is actually, because staying over on my bed sheets, because staying over every day until 1 a.m. is already strange. Staying in the room is already strange. But then, and it's okay, fine. I didn't communicate. Okay, fine. I should have told you. But what do you mean you're sleeping in my bed? Like, someone else is sleeping. Even if it was the roommate sleeping on the bed, I would be, like, mad. But if it was someone that I didn't really know that just comes over every day that I don't talk to, who, like, keeps on talking while I'm sleeping, by the way. Also, the roommate's friends, no hate to them because you're invited by the roommate. But at the same time, don't you have, hey, don't you think we should leave to the lounge? I don't know, your roommate seems tired. I just feel like everyone in this situation, excluding the OP, is just like ignoring common sense at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, and also the fact that he asked, oh, am I, like, now I feel like an asshole for not communicating that I don't want somebody else sleeping in my bed. Like, that should go without being said. So is his roommate then also into thinking that it's just common for people to sleep in other people's beds without asking them and just thinking that anybody would be totally okay with that? Because that's a very large, very big invasion of privacy to just sleep in someone else's bed. I don't know.
Yeah. OP, stand up. Okay. Next one. This is second to last, I believe. Great. Okay. Am I the a-hole for telling my next college roommate that I don't think living together will work well? Oh, okay. I'm a sophomore in college going into junior year. I live in a suite with two other good friends. We all decided to suite together in a mandatory 24-hour sensory retreat building. I registered for a room by myself and the other two are rooming in the other room in the suite. I get an email saying, roommate will be my roommate and they want to meet up. I agreed. The roommate responded with a block schedule 2.5 weeks in advance from then with the quote, pick a time. Oh, okay. I saw the name attached to the email and recognized that this person currently has serious allegations against them and is well known all over campus. I wanted to be fair, so I made a time. I wound up running 15 minutes late, texted a guy I would be running a few minutes late, and asked if we could still meet up. Got a reply saying, quote, nah, what are you doing next Wednesday? Said nothing, I'm free, and was left on read. Before Wednesday, I met with his current roommate and he described them to me. Said the guy scares him, he feels uncomfortable around him, they are not on speaking terms, which didn't make me feel any more hopeful. Wednesday came and went, I texted a guy the next day asking to meet up one more time and didn't get a response until hours later. Was told to walk off campus and meet with him and his band members at his gig and that I would have to wait 45 minutes to be allowed in. I said I didn't think that was a good idea and didn't like for that to be expected of me. I texted that I was apprehensive to go to a place I've never been to meet someone I've never met off campus. He told me to reschedule next week and that he can't do anything about it. I responded I was apprehensive about living together now. He sent a long message saying, here's what you have to know about me. To keep it brief, he's in EMT training currently and has a pager that goes off frequently. He wakes up at 5 a.m. and goes to bed at 10 p.m. He does yoga at 5:30 for 2 hours in the morning with the windows open for the breeze and the sunshine. He loves the cold and can't do any heat. Prefacing, he hates any heat. I responded that I have a weakened immune system and can't have the window open when I sleep. I wake benefit. I'm a neuroscience major. My college only has 7 and 8 p.m. classes for neuroscience. I'm awake at night till 3 a.m. and sleep in the day to the schedule. I said that I had bad roommates previously and that here it takes 4 months to move someone, as I've personally experienced, and I don't want the same fate for us. He responded to me that if I want him out, I need to find him a room. He didn't acknowledge any of my previous texts. I said I can't, quote, find him a room as that's an RA job. He then responded, we will see, to my original message telling him about my situation. I sent him rooms listed in the same building on the floor above us as empty. I've been left on read for over a week. Am I the a-hole? Run! What is this?
Yeah, allegations?
No, as soon as I heard allegations, I genuinely was like, all right, we're done here, wrap it up. But yeah, I don't think you're the a-hole. I also think you tried your best to rectify the situation by literally giving him rooms. I think he just wasn't expecting that, or I don't know if it's a he, but I just, yeah, literally I was like, it sounds like a man. But yeah, I don't think you're the a-hole.
Honestly, I just want to know what the serious allegations are. Like, that wasn't cleared up. Why wasn't that specified? Maybe it's because I'm about the tea, but you're talking about how he likes long walks on the beach or the window open with 2 hour yoga. I want to know what the serious allegations are, because that's really concerning. As soon as I hear serious allegations, you're no longer my roommate if it's possible to switch out. I'm so sorry.
And talking to his current roommate and saying that he's uncomfortable with him and also like they're not on speaking terms, I feel like that's an immediate sign of don't even try to make this work. I feel like I don't know, I'm impressed that the OP even tried to meet up with this person and tried to make this roommate situation work. I feel like from the jump, this is a pretty run situation.
And not only did he say serious allegations, but like serious allegations that like everybody knows about on campus. I wouldn't want people to know that I'm living with somebody that everybody knows has serious allegations, whatever those are, one can only imagine. Just everything about this guy also, he just seems like he sucks in every way possible. And that at least me, like I would never want to interact with this person in any capacity ever. So yeah, I would run like
Yeah,
everybody's been saying.
you are not the asshole, but you should run.
Also, peep the shameless plug with his band. He's like, yeah, no, like we can meet up at my band, but you gotta wait 45 minutes. Okay,
Oh
celeb.
my God. Yeah, I the allegations. This is scary. I do want an update really bad. Okay, our final one. Am I the asshole for being done with my roommate? I, F18, am a college student who lives with three roommates. We moved into our dorm about 2 weeks ago, which is a two-bedroom with a connected bathroom area. I get along great with two of my roommates who live in the other room. However, the girl that I share a bedroom with has been a bit of a problem. In the past 2 weeks, we have dealt with the following things. Doesn't fully clean up after herself. Is loud and obnoxious in the mornings when we are sleeping. Doesn't lock our door when she leaves. Uses the restroom and doesn't wash her hands. Eats our snacks without asking. With her dirty hands, is loud when we're on the phone, puts their decorative towels on the rack so my other roommates have to put their towels in the closet, asks us to pay her back for things she bought without telling us, uses the communal space as her own, and many other things, but these are the main points. When one of my roommates nicely tells her to wash her hands, she starts yelling. When she finally does, she doesn't even use soap. We all worked on a roommate agreement, and she has continuously broken the things we have agreed on. The three of us has been talking, and we all agreed that we have to do something about this. Being only 2 weeks in with this many problems, we have grown tired of having to remind her to lock the door or wash her hands or stop buying stuff without asking. At this point, we want to have a meeting and explore other roommate options. Are my roommates and I the assholes for wanting to tell her that we might want a new roommate?
No, and also, I think I would do the thing that the person that the OP before did, where you find a few spare or vacant rooms. So it's, hey, I know we're gonna kick you out, but here's a few places you could stay. But the other thing is, not washing your hands is crazy. That everything they said was like, this literally sounds, you're their mother. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, what do you mean refuses to wash her hands? And you're in college. Like, you're not 3 years old. Like, what do you mean you're not washing your hands? Once I heard that, no, you're not the asshole.
And the fact that she's yelling at you for reminding her to wash your hands, which you shouldn't be doing in the first place, like reminding someone to wash their hands, but getting mad about someone reminding you, not even like, this is not even like personal hygiene. This is just like straight up like normal human behavior. I don't understand the yelling bit. I don't know why she's so pressed about
If
that
I
issue.
had a friend that I found out just refused to wash their hands, like not even somebody I lived with, but just somebody I knew that just decided like that just doesn't wash, like I would strongly consider like cutting them
Terminating.
out of my
Yeah.
life. That's I can't get past
That's
that.
a wild habit, I will say.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Oh yeah, and then the fact that they literally ate the snacks that weren't
With
theirs
their dirty
after they didn't
hands.
wash their hands, goodbye. Like all of that food would be getting thrown out. I don't care. Oh my God, I'm like physically gagging. It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting.
And the fact that you touched my snacks without my permission alone pissed me off. You touched my snacks with dirty hands. Get out. You're like, I would have just kicked you out. I'm like, get out. Don't touch my snacks at all.
It's just incredibly ironic because she doesn't use soap to wash her hands. If she has to wash her hands, I just want to know what she's yelling. What's the reasoning behind this?
My grandma does that, though. Oh. My grandma does get very mad when I'm like, could you please wash your hands? You just used a public toilet.
Oh, what's the reasoning?
She's just, no, I'm fine. It's fine. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, hey, queen, it's a big deal. Thrill. You literally reach with your dirty hands into the shared snacks. It's a little nasty.
But she still has decorative towels. So this is like a fancy person, but yeah, it's a nasty person.
That's crazy.
Ugh.
So you know, if you have these towels, that means that you do shower, which means that you do have a capacity to practice personal hygiene.
No, they're decorative. They're just for show. She doesn't.
Does she also not brush her teeth? What's the, like, oh, what's the.
Oh, God.
I mean, if I feel like if you don't wash your hands, you probably don't brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, you probably don't brush your teeth twice a day. I, like, genuinely, I can't. Guys, let's move on.
Guys, this is just proof that not all of us are raised the same. Yeah. And you gotta remember that, especially with your roommates.
Always thank your parents. It was also Parents Week the last week. Always thank your parents, guys.
Yeah. For real.
I think, oh my God, my roommate's parents are always so nice during move-in day. And then I get to live with their offspring. It's up to the parents.
It is.
Whenever these things happen, I'm just like, what did your parents do the whole time you were, like, alive?
For real.
So that's it for Am I the Asshole Roommate Edition. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And be mindful of these behaviors and make sure that you never have to deal with this.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
Wash your hands.
Wash some hands.
Brush your teeth.
Take a shower.
Don't eat other people's snacks.
Don't steal people's $3,000 memorabilia.
Hey guys, TLDR, practice personal hygiene. Don't steal things. Respect people's boundaries.
Communicate.
And with that, we'll see you next time.